بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن حذيفة وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجمع الله تبارك وتعالى الناس فيقوم المؤمنون حتى تزلف لهم الجنة. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather mankind. The believers will stand up until Jannah Jannah is brought forward close to them. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. They will go to Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَيَقُولُنَ يَا أَبَانَا إِسْتَفْتِحْ لَنَا الْجَنَّةِ. Oh, our Father, open Jannah for us. In other words, ask Allah Ta'ala to open Jannah for us. فَيَقُولُ وَهَلْ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا خَطِيئَةُ أَبِيكُمْ. Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام will say that he is not worthy of doing so and asking Allah Ta'ala the Jannah should be open, because he says, was it not the sin or the slip and the error of your father, referring to himself, that took you out of Jannah? Adam alayhi salatu salam will bring the attention to the fact when he was in Jannah, and we know the entire incident. Adam alayhi salatu salam did not do it deliberately. Fanasiya, he forgot. Walam najid lahu azma. Allah says he didn't do it deliberately. Shaitan enticed him to go and eat from the tree. So when he ate from the tree, that was the means of Adam alayhi salatu salam and Hawa being expelled from Jannah, and then they were sent into this world. So he will remind them of that error that occurred then. He says, therefore I do not have the courage to ask Allah Ta'ala to open the doors of Jannah. لَسْتُ بِصَاحِبِ ذَٰلِكَ اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ إِبْنِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلِ اللَّهِ. He says, go to my son Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So we know Adam alayhi salatu salam was the first Nabi, and after that were the other Anbiyas that came. So he is known as the father of the Anbiya, and therefore he refers to Ibrahim خَلِيلِ اللَّهِ as his son. قَالَ فَيَأْتُونَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. The people would then go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. They would ask him to ask Allah Ta'ala to open Jannah. فَيَقُولُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَسْتُ بِصَاحِبِ ذَٰلِكَ إِنَّمَا كُنْتُ خَلِيلًا مِنْ وَرَاءَ وَرَاءَ. He will say, I am also not worthy of this. I am the Khalil of Allah long ago. And he will also express his humility and his incapability of doing so. In another narration it is mentioned that he will mention three things that happened in his life. One was, and of course this was not a lie at all, what we say in Arabic, this is called tawriya, where you say something but you're meaning something else. So it wasn't a lie. Adam Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam did not want to indulge in idol worship. When the people had compelled him to go to a festival in which they were doing thing kufr and shirk, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam had iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so when they went, he pretended as though he was not well, and he said, inni saqim, I'm not feeling too good. I'm sick, I'm not feeling too good. And then he broke the idols and he left the biggest idol to show the people the folly of what they were worshipping, and he hung the axe around the idol. And when they came and they asked him that who did this, he said the big one did it. So it could have been referring to the biggest one amongst everybody, there was him. Or he pointed out to the biggest idol, meaning that if this big idol could not do it, so how could you be worshipping it? بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرٌ هَذَا. And there was an incident when he and his wife, they were going past a tyrant ruler, and he would take away the wife of any person who was going past, and he would commit zina with her. If the person was a man's sister, then he would leave her. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam comes here and he tells his wife, Sarah, that just say that you are my sister. In other words, sister in deen, sister in iman, sister in Islam. Despite that, this king still came towards her. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is making dua to Allah. And as this tyrant ruler is coming towards Sarah to fulfill his desire, suddenly he begins to sink into the ground. It happens two or three times until he realizes that this person is somebody else. And therefore he gives them Hajara as a gift. That's how Hajara comes into the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Nonetheless, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam makes his excuses and he says, I cannot do so. He says, يَعْمَدُ إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَلَّذِي كَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ تَكْلِيمًا. Guru Musa alayhi salatu salam, whom Allah Ta'ala spoke to in Mount Tur. Allah Ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salatu salam. فيأتون موسى, they go to موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, فيقول لست بصاحب ذلك, he said I'm not worthy of this. Another narration says that he will say that, remember the incident when I saw this person making zulam on the Banu Israel, the Qibti, and I then gave him one punch, just one punch, and that led to his death. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلِهِ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ إِنَّ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ شَيْطَانِ, this is from shaitan. So now that even though Musa alayhi salam did not mean to kill him, but just one hit and the person was dead, so he also explains it. Remember, Anbiya alayhi musallatu salam are ma'asum, they are sinless. These few things that took place, they regarded in themselves to be something very, very serious. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then says, no, go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ عِيسَىٰ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ وَرُوحِهِ. Allah Ta'ala had told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to go to Maryam and to blow in her. Just blow in her, and that led to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam giving birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salam was born without a father. This is the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore Allah Ta'ala said, kun fayakun, kalimatullah is known as kalima, the word of Allah, wa ruhuhu, wa Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam blew into Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and the spirit, the soul of, and that's how Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was then born. So go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, fayakul Isa, lestu bi sahibi dhalik, I am unworthy of this. Fayatuna Muhammadan, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in various narrations it is mentioned, he won't mention any error. However, in one narration it is mentioned that he will say that I did not tell the people to worship me. Now imagine, after I left this world, people began to worship me. They made me in the position of Allah. So I'm feeling embarrassed. How can I go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open Jannah? Although it wasn't any error on his side. Nonetheless, فَيَأْتُونَ So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, لَسْتُ بِصَاحِبِ ذَلِكَ I'm unworthy of this. فَيَأْتُونَ مُحَمَّدًا sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The people then will come to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, in various narrations, you see that every Nabi will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, I am worried about myself today. I am unable to assist. I cannot ask Allah Ta'ala. The anger of Allah Ta'ala will be very, very severe on that day when they will go to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيَقُومُ فَيُؤْذَنُ لَهُ, he will stand and permission will be granted to him. Now various other narrations mention that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will then go into sajda and he will cry and he'll make dua and he will make dua. Allah will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak. O Muhammad, raise your head now from sajda. Sal tu'ta, whatever you ask, you'll be given. Washfa' tushaffa', seek intercession, your intercession will be answered. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that particular occasion will be saying, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. So various narrations have been mentioned. Nonetheless, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stand up, he'll be given permission. وَتُرْسَلُ الْأَمَانَةُ وَالرَّحِيمُ Now, the chapter we're talking about was, we're discussing was, amanat, trustworthy. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that trustworthiness, amanat, and joining ties, sila rahmi, both of these things will be given some type of form and shape. So they will stand up. فَيَقُومَانِ جَنْبَتَيِ السِّرَاطِ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا They will stand on either side of pul sirat. Remember, the people have to cross pul sirat. Every single person. Believer and disbeliever. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا This bridge that runs across Jahannam. So this sila rahmi, family relationships, will given a form. Amanat is given a form. Standing on either side of Pul Sirat. فَيَمُرُوا أَوَّلُكُمْ كَالْبَرْقِ Now what will they do? All those people who broke family ties, all those people who misappropriate trust, these things will grab those people and throw them into Jahannam. Therefore, it is so important not to misappropriate, not to make khiyanat of trust, not to break family ties. But the first group of believers, they will pass by like lightning, speed of lightning. قُلْتُ بِأَبِي أُمِّي أَيُّ شَيْءٍ كَمَرْهِ الْبَرْقِ The Sahabi asked, Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, asked Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, my parents make sacrifice for you. What is meant by like the flash of lightning? قَالَ أَلَمْ تَرَوْ كَيْفَ يَمُرْ وَيَرْجِعُ فِي طَرْفَةِ عَيْنِ Don't you see the flash of lightning like a bat of an eyelid before you can even blink and your eyes so quick it goes, it flashes and comes back? So like that, in other words, they will move with a super speed. ثُمَّ كَمَرْهِ الْرِيحِ Then like how a very heavy and fast wind moves, like that the second group of people will move very, very swiftly, very quick across Pul Sirat. ثُمَّ كَمَرِّ الطَّيْرِ Then like a very fast bird. وَشَدِّ الرِّجَالِ, like a person who is running them. So these are the different speeds. First would be the quickest, like the lightning, then like a very fast wind, then like a very fast swift bird, then like a man who is running. تَجْرِي بِهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, the good deeds will propel them forward. The more good deeds you have, the more fuel you have, the more petrol you have, the faster you'll go across. وَنَبِيُّكُمْ قَائِمٌ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, and Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم will be standing on full salat. What will he be saying? يَقُولُ رَبِّ سَلِّمْ سَلِّمْ, oh Allah, take it easy on my ummati. Oh Allah, save my ummati. Oh Allah, save my ummati. حَتَّى تَعْجِزَ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ, until the deeds of servants, the good deeds, will now become weak. They won't have any good deeds. حَتَّى يَجِئَ الرَّجُلُ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ السَّيْرَ إِلَّا زَحْفًا, a man will now come and he won't be able to cross Pul Sirat except crawling. He'll have no good deeds to propel him forward, so he'll be crawling. وَفِي حَافَتَي السِّرَاتِ كَلَالِيبُ مُعَلَّقَةٌ مَأْمُورَةٌ بِأَخْذِ مَنْ أُمِرَتْ بِهِ, and then on either sides of the Pul Sirat will be huge cranes with hooks. We go to the harbor, we see those big cranes. So like that, they will have those huge, kalalib means a hook, huge hooks or cranes that will be suspended over Jahannam. And these cranes will be commanded, these hooks will be commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pick up whoever Allah ta'ala commands them to pick up from Pul Sirat and throw them into Jahannam. فَمَخْدُوشٌ خَنَاجٍ وَمُكَرْدَسٌ فِي النَّارِ, the Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there will be people who will be saved, but they will be scratched. Will be saved, they'll go through, but they'll have some scratches. And others will be cast brutally one over the other. They'll be piled over one, like how we have bodies piled over one another. Like that, they will be piled in Jahannam. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ أَبِي هُرَيْرَ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ قَعْرَ جَهَنَّمَ لَسَبْعُونَ خَرِيفًا, رواه مسلم. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ أَبِي هُرَيْرَ, by the qasam of the one who in whose control is the life of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and the depth of Jahannam, the depth, how deep it is, it's a distance of 70 years. 70 years. So imagine the number of bodies that will be piled in Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Therefore again, the lesson here is to be amanadar, to be ameen, to be trustworthy, and to also to join family ties. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.